This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Salt and Light. This is your presenter, Delia Preston, and I have my hubby, Brian Preston, in the house this afternoon.
Hallelujah!
We are excited to be with you, as always. I trust that you are having a wonderful, triumphant day today. Our topic for this afternoon is the importance of having a vision, the importance of knowing where you are going to. That is so important, beloved. We are literally again in the last week of January. Can you believe it? We just celebrated New Year, Apostle Brian.
True.
We just celebrated New Year.
Yes.
And the first month is almost gone.
Yeah.
So if we want this year to count, if we want to be going somewhere, we need to have a vision, and we want to talk about that. But firstly, how are you doing, my husband?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Such a great honor once again, and a privilege to be in your space, on your device, wherever you are. Please share the broadcast. I really believe that, you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And it's such a privilege to be here in this place. It's such a privilege to be alive. It's such a privilege to know Christ. You know, everything that we have in Him, it's a privilege and an honor. And
Amen.
It's so good to lift up the glorious name of Jesus. And yes, we want to talk about vision, and we want to talk about sight, and we want to bring the differentiation between what the vision really is and what sight is, and how sometimes we get it mixed up. Amen. Hallelujah. And like my dear wife said, you know, we're moving into February month, next month again, and the month is just flying by.
Honestly.
This morning I greeted people on Facebook. I did a live on Facebook, and I greeted people, you know, and I said, you know, a blessed New Year, compliments of the season, blessed Easter, thank you, blessed Valentine's Day, and all the days I bless them, because the days are going so quick and so fast. But yeah, we're going to talk about vision and sight, and I hope that you're going to stay tuned in. It's so, so important. It is imperative to have a vision, you know, for your life, a vision forward, a vision for your family, a vision for your business, a vision for your ministry, a vision. Without vision, people will perish. You know, without vision, you know, people will just live their lives as the days and the months and the moments pass them by, you know, achieving nothing.
Mm.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so, so important, you know. And so please stay tuned in. Don't go away. Please share the broadcast with your friends. Share on Facebook Live. You are tuned into Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., the station, the gospel
for the nation.
For the nation.
We're going to go to a song quickly before we start our session. And the song is called "These Are the Days" by Lauren Daigle. These
Hallelujah.
Are the days. Enjoy. Stay
Praise
tuned.
Praise the Lord.
You're listening to K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. From Word to Your Heart.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, Apostle Brian here once again. Thank you for being with us and for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the broadcast. You know, we want to speak this afternoon about vision. And I know that we are 27 days into the new year, Pastor Delia. And a lot of people made some New Year's resolutions. And, you know, God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to believe God for this and that. And that is great, you know. But first and foremost, let me tell you that, you know, the Bible says something about a vision. The Bible says you have to write it down.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes people just say things by hearsay, but not really putting things into practice. And I'm a very practical man. Please hear me. I love the move of the Spirit. I you know, but I do sometimes get weary where I just, you know, with just you also have to prepare to plan. A man or a woman that fails to prepare to plan, as much as we pray and we always seek the face of God, but praying without planning, Yes, you wanted to say something.
Let's go to the Word.
Let's go to the Word. Okay.
The Word is our foundation.
Amen, 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 amen.
We based our whole spiritual existence upon the Word of
That's
God.
Right.
We cannot do it without the Word.
Absolutely right. I agree.
Hallelujah. So in Habakkuk 2, verse 2, it says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time." Amen. So the vision is there. It says so that he that reads it may run. You cannot have direction without a vision, because where are you running to?
Absolutely.
There has to be a vision.
Absolutely.
There has to be a plan, like you say, Apostle Brian.
And so you see why there is a plan and why there is a vision. I believe that there is a God vision for your life that God has preordained before you, before your mother or your father even knew about you.
Mm.
God knew about you, and he placed that vision on the inside of you. That's why even, you know, at your birth, at, you know, at conception, there was a fight. Mm. There was a fight of conception with all that millions and billions, you know, when we go into
of seed.
Yeah, of when we go into the
sperm cells
and all of that, the medical, you know, there was already a fight. So there's a vision with each and every one. I believe that is in existence, that is breathing the air. There's a vision for your life, and
Amen.
God knows that vision. And when I believe, Pastor Dele, that when a man find Christ, you know, when you truly find Christ, because God's vision is tightly connected to his purpose for your life.
Amen.
God has a plan and a purpose. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 tells us that the Lord has a purpose and a plan, meaning that, you know, when God designed you in the lower chambers, you know, in your mother's womb, he designed you. You are a designer's original. You're not a fake. You're not a copy. You're not a clone, but you're original. And because of that, God has a vision for your life. And I want to say, when a man finds Christ, he finds his purpose. Amen, hallelujah. And within that purpose is the vision of God. So that means that when you and I become born again, because there are many people, they are living in this life without a vision. They are living without a purpose. They are just existing. You know, they're going through the daily, you know, activities of day to day. And I tell you this afternoon, vision has everything to do with God's plan for our lives.
Amen.
You know, the purpose for your life is, like I said in Jeremiah, many Christians accept Jesus Christ, but don't truly live, amen, a surrendered life. So the more you live in a surrendered purpose for his vision, for God's vision. And why do I say this, Pastor? The Bible says Jesus, when at one stage the disciples asked him, teach us how to pray.
Mm.
And then Jesus said, our Father, acknowledging God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, always making God's name great.
Yeah.
So I'm not even here in this life for my name.
Mm.
I'm living my life through the purpose and through the vision and through the word of God, amen, for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. So I always direct my attention to him.
Mm.
And so when I found Christ, you know, I found my purpose. So there's many that accept Jesus, but they don't live surrendered lives.
Yeah.
And that is the
key.
And
what do you mean by surrendered lives?
Surrendered lives is this, you know, when people live a surrendered life, they always navigate to the purpose of God. God, this business that I'm starting, for example, is this your plan for my life? Is this in your will for my life? This marriage partner that I'm going to take, because I believe, you know, when I'm ruled by my feelings, because here's the thing, there is a big difference, Pastor Delia, between vision and sight. And this is so important that many people, they live carnally. They don't live surrendered lives to Christ.
Mm.
And they don't live in for his vision and purpose. But they live for their pleasure and what they see by the sight. And the sight of that, you know, it becomes derailed.
Yeah.
You know, and they are Christians. They love God.
And I think what's the most difficult, or one of the difficult things in walking this Christian walk, is exactly that. It's that place of surrender, Apostle Brian. Many times we give our hearts to the Lord And praise God, we are saved.
Yes.
The Lord says, you know, anyone that calls on my name will be saved, shall be saved. So we enter in salvation, but we still want to live our lives. We still want to live according to our desires, our wishes, our dreams. You know, surrendering is giving up all of you.
Sure.
Giving up all the desires, you know.
Yeah.
And God obviously placing new desires in you, but it's giving up your will so that His will and purpose may be magnified in and through your lives. And I don't think that the body of Christ ministers that enough.
Yeah.
You know, because it's still what I want, my dreams, my Lord, you must meet what I want, my expectations. And we haven't learned to lay down our lives.
And one key that we can get from this, Pastor Dilly, is that, you know, there's this, there's a very fine line, you know, where people make say these sayings, you know, no, just follow your heart. You know, and it sound, I mean, it sound genuinely genuine, you know, but following my heart does not really mean that is on par with God's heart.
Amen.
Am I not to seek His heart?
Yeah.
Am I not to seek His will?
Yeah.
You know, am I not, there's a, that fine line, okay, I'm living my best life here now, and I'm not saying you cannot live your best life now, but is this life that you are living currently, is it His life in you?
Yeah.
That makes the difference, and that
is it yielded towards what God is desiring
Matthew
for
6:10.
You.
Seek first the kingdom of God, you know.
Amen.
Matthew 6:10 says it, you know, and we align our will to the will of God, and we have to understand the difference between vision and sight, you know, because there's a big difference. Amen, hallelujah. The things don't look as what they appear.
Mm.
So sometimes, you know, a good thing is not necessarily a God thing. Did God say, you know, start that business? You know, did God say, take that marriage partner? Because the very thing that you are going to do in this life, based on what you see and what you feel, and not by the hearing of God, not by the vision of God, it can actually destroy or derail you.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about God is that He wants to bless us. He wants
Absolutely.
To increase us. The Word of God says that He openeth up His hand and He satisfies the desire of every living thing.
Yes.
He says, if you delight yourself in Me, I will give you the desires of your heart. So there is desires in
Absolutely.
Us that God wants to see come to fruition, that He wants to bless and bring to pass.
That's right.
But we have to be yielded to Him, to His voice, to His leading, to His guidance, to His purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. And then He will start to navigate us in the right way. I can remember when we got saved. Well, even before we got saved.
Correct.
You know, our lives were so chaotic. You know, we were so deep in sin. I had no goals. I had no desire to be anything more than what I was. I was honestly merely existing. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with my life. I didn't have a desire to study. You know, I was really the living dead, if I should say so. You know, but as soon as we accepted Christ in our lives, me and you, immediately, there was this deep desire to become more than what I was presently. I had this desire to see God's plan for my life fulfilled.
Sure.
I always talk about how I read the book of Exodus. I think I was saved for about 6 months, and I was so moved by the power of God, by the miraculous, by who this God is,
Wonderful
and how He displayed
Jesus.
Himself to the Israelites.
Yes, I was
so moved, and I said, Lord, if You could do this for this people, and I hear that You are still the same God of the Bible, You've not changed, how Can I please see these things happen in my life? Can I see Red Seas open? Obviously, it's not a physical demonstration, But that kind of power, that kind of glory, can I see that manifestation in my life so that I can testify that this God is real, is true, that He is the miraculous God of the Bible.
Sure.
And God showed up in a powerful way in our process as we are serving God from day to day. We have witnessed countless miracles, God coming through in countless of ways. Prayers answered, being in tight spots as we journeyed with God for these 20 odd years. We've seen Red Seas open over our lives.
Yes.
We've seen the power of God manifest in our family's life.
We've seen the dead raised.
Amen.
Norman, wake up. And Norman woke up 8 days in a coma. So
Amen.
There's a difference between vision and sight, you know. And if I just quickly said, like, you know, salt and sugar, it looks the same, but there's a difference. Glitter is not gold. There's also a difference between a friend and a frenemy. There's also a difference between wisdom and intelligence. There's a difference between intelligent people. Amen. Because like the wise, the Bible say the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. But we're going to get back.
Yeah.
We're going to go into a song break, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited. Ik voel ik raak warm. Amen. Hallelujah. But please stay tuned.
Stay
and
tuned.
We're coming back.
The song is by Jason Gray, and it is When I Say Yes.
The soundtrack to your life, all day, every day. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for those that is tuned in. Brother Ricardo, all the way in Thailand, praise the name of the Lord. Thailand is tuned in, amen. International, praise be to God, hallelujah. You know, Brother Clinton, I think Brother Clinton is tuned in. There's a lot of people tuned in. Thank you, Nasley Clinton. Amen, hallelujah. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you so very much, Light Ministries family, for tuning. Thank you for your support, for your love for us. And as we were saying, you know, there's a difference between vision and sight, Pastor Delia.
Mm.
And because of this difference, people are moved in this season, you know, and even when we look in our world, everything is like what we see with the natural eye.
Yeah.
You know, like with the when people is going to sell you something, they're going to sell it first to your eyes. It must look, you know, there's a look that it have to have.
Yeah.
And it's all got to do with your senses. And God didn't give you senses just for nothing. Praise be to God. He gave you senses to use. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to say something about, there's something about the fifth sense, you know, because we're living in a time of grace. Amen. And we know that seasons are governed, you know, by four, autumn, spring, summer, and autumn, you know, and winter. But you know, there's a fifth season, there's that fifth sense where, you know, where you come on par, you know, when you come up higher in the
come
spirit. That's why the Bible says this very significant thing, those who are led by God's spirit, you know, it does not say those who are led by flesh, emotions, what you see, what you feel, amen, hallelujah, those that are led by God's spirit. And so the difference between vision and sight is, sight on the other hand, amen, it's everything to do with your natural eyes, you know, and when people live from that place of sight, they don't live for God's purpose. They live naturally. They're just existing. You know, it's a sad life, Pastor Delia, when you're just existing, meaning that you get up in the morning, you shower, you have breakfast, you go to work, you know, you have your lunch, you come back, you read your paper, you go to sleep, and the cycle is repetitive and repetitive.
And there's
all
no
the time.
Fulfillment in that.
There's no fulfillment in that. You know, the Bible even says something very significant in the book of Mark 8:18. The Bible says, eyes to see, but cannot see, ears to hear, but cannot hear. You know, and when you live without Christ, you live by your flesh and your emotions, you know. And there's even people today that because they live from that place of the flesh and the emotions, they're not living in God's purpose. And that's why people feel unfulfilled.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you get this new cell phone, you know, and it's like, and you see also the contracts, for example, it's only made like two years, 3 years, and then you need to upgrade, you know, you get to, you know, and people have, you have a cell phone of 30,000 rand in your hand, but yet you're still unfulfilled.
Yeah.
You have a big house, but yet you're still unfulfilled. It is when a man finds Christ, he finds his purpose. Because, you know, the enemy can also put a dream in your mind. As I said, I shared it once. You know, I wanted to, in my vision, which was only sight, because where I lived, in the place where I lived, my role models was gangsters. My role models were guys in nice cars and nice clothes. Mm. And that's what I see and I perceive it. And I wanted to be that. But that was not in God's purpose and God's plan. Yeah. And because I walked in that, you know, I went through a lot of trial, a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of loss. Amen, hallelujah.
That could have been prevented.
That could have been prevented. You see, because when a man finds Christ and his kingdom, you know, that's why Jesus said, let his kingdom come. Mm. Let his will be done. There's a different dimension. There's different lenses that the kingdom put on you, the lenses of heaven. And you see your life now through the lens of Christ. It is not that the world is a dirty place. But people look at sight, they said, oh, the government, this. And, you know, my neighborhood, that, and this, and the drugs, and the whatever, you know. But when you give the lens a clean, you see that the world that God created and every good thing that God created, the Bible says, you know, God created everything, and everything was good in God's eyes. And you were created, you and I were created good.
Amen.
Yes, very good, the Bible
says. In his image.
And there's a purpose of God for your life. So many people are moved and ruled by what they see, by the flesh, and they make decisions. You know, they make choices based on the flesh, you know, and it caused them so much heartache, so much pain. There are people today that they are in marriages that they know, yeah, you know, if I just, you know, waited a bit more. Mm-hmm. There is people that opened the business and now the business came crashing down, you know. But God never said, and the problem with that is so that, you know, when people do things without even consulting God. And for us as believers, that's why we need to always consult God. God, again, is this marriage in your will for my life? This boyfriend that I have, you know, is this maybe not a time stealer? You know, because when you live through the lens of sight, the enemy will steal off your time, you know. And by the grace of God, you know, I was once in my life, Pastor, you know, Pastor Dilley, I was charged with 5 counts of attempted murder in my life, you know. And imagine, and by the grace of God, because God had a vision for my life, I would have never imagined that I would be in studio with my wife sitting here today, because my marriage was in turmoil, because we live from the place of sight, you know. We fought, we never agreed on things. It was just cold, but when Christ came, you know. So when Christ comes in a man's life, he comes with a mandate and he comes with a vision. And that's why when we read the scriptures in the book of Habakkuk, it is very important what we write down. So we write the vision. A church must have a vision. A business must have a vision. There must be a code of conduct that is connected to that vision in order for the success of that vision. There must be a vision for our marriage, Pastor Dilley. That's why it's important that we know where we're going to. There must be a goal set out, you know, by the grace of God, you know. And all of that, in the vision of God, it must align with heaven. And that's why our children, and it's not only for you, because the vision that God placed in your heart, your children, your inheritance, your breakthrough, your connection, and your blessing, it's all
connected.
It's all connected to the vision of God, because, you know, God in his heart, I read something this morning, but I'll get back to that, you know. And you know, many people say to me, Apostle, but I have a dream, you know. I have a dream and I have a vision. And I want to say to that person that has a dream, that has God's dream, my friend, it is time to wake up. Because, you know, you can have these big dreams, praise God, but you have to cultivate, you know, and walk by the Spirit and have to take things, put things into place in order for God's dream. Because, you know, now I've got a prophetic word. But you need to come in alignment with the prophetic word. Yeah. You know, no, Apostle, I'm just waiting on God. Now people is waiting on God with arms folded. Okay, now I'm waiting. Let me tell you something. When God put a vision in your heart and a dream in your heart, it's not going to fall from the sky. Amen. There's a work. Amen. As you wait patiently, but as you wait, waiting is not in a place of standing still. But waiting is...
Or doing nothing.
waiting is, you know. And sometimes, you know, Pastor Dila, this is so significant about Joseph that God showed me. You know, Joseph interpreted others' dreams.
Yeah.
You know, he helped others. When you help others in their vision, oh my goodness, God is sending destiny helpers your way. God is sending intercessors on your way. And I've seen this time and time and again, even in Light Ministries. There's a lady that contacted me, and, you know, we are just being faithful in the vision of Light Ministries, for example. You know, and this lady said God spoke to her a couple of months ago, almost a year ago, to sow into this ministry. I mean, I didn't ask, you know, we don't ask people for money or to sow into the ministry. Amen. God will put it in people's heart when you are connected to His vision and His purpose for your life. He will make His dream come true. The Bible says this something, if even when you are unfaithful, God still remains faithful in His vision, in His dream for your life. So I want to encourage someone today. It's time to wake up. It's 2026. The things that you've written down, you know, the vision that you wrote down, it's time to wake up to that vision and time to mobilize and say, God, you know what? With this faith in my hand, you know, faith in my hand that I have, with whatever you have given me, I'm going to be faithful over that little so that you will make me ruler over much. It's not time to complain, but it's time to stand up and say, God, I'm waking up today for this that you have placed in my heart. Let's do it. I want to say to someone today prophetically, let's do it. Do it at once. Don't procrastinate. Don't postpone. Mm. Do it at once. Amen. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once. Amen. Get up at once. Wake up at once. Do something
advance.
Now at once in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We need to go to another song. It's called Mercy Me by Lifer. Enjoy. Don't go anywhere, beloved. We still are continuing with this powerful word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory,
this
glory.
This is Salt and Light. I trust that you've been listening to this powerful word that the Apostle Brian and myself has been sharing upon. The importance of having a vision, knowing where you are going. I've heard a man of God say, with not having a vision is like being in a car and it's going nowhere. You're standing still because there's no direction. You're literally going nowhere. And many people find themselves stuck in their lives, stuck in a season, you know, stuck in the spiritual walk because they've not inquired from the Lord. Apostle Brian, I'm so reminded, you know, when you read the Old Testament and you read the kings of Israel, how always they consulted God, they consulted the prophets to let them know, should they go to war or shouldn't they go to war?
Correct.
And they waited for the word of the Lord. Those that were obviously righteous kings waited for the word of the Lord. And if the Lord gave instruction to go to war, they obeyed.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so important for us to obey God, to find out from Him. And many a times, even when you're walking in God's purpose and in the anointing of God, now we are not saying that all will go well and life will just be beautiful and all of that. Remember, if you look at the life of David, he was anointed king. At a young age, he was anointed king, you know, and he had purpose. When he was anointed, it was said that you are going to be the next king.
Yes.
But it did not always go well with David. In fact, he had to run for his life. He had to overcome challenges. He was in wars. The Israelite army was after him. Saul was after him, you know, but God kept him. And that is what it's like on this journey with God. There will be challenges. There will be up and downs. There will be times when you feel like, did I hear right from God? You know, is this the right path that I'm on? But if you hold on to Him and the word that He's given you, now the word of God, the Bible says, is based upon
witness.
Two or three witnesses.
Correct.
When a word comes to you that God is saying this, you wait for another witness.
Yeah.
You know, based upon two or three witnesses. And when that is confirmed, you know, you take this journey with God. And yes, like I said, there will be challenges. Yes, there will be times where you feel like you just can't make it. You're not going to make it. But
yeah.
God, David became king. God himself dealt with David's enemies. Not even David did, although he had the opportunity to. Not even David did. He waited on the Lord and God vindicated him. That's why Psalm 18, I love Psalm 18. He says, Lord, you are my rock. You are my deliverer.
That's correct.
The God in whom I trust.
Glory.
Because he saw the hand of God. He saw how God himself dealt with his enemies. And God and David eventually triumphed over every challenge, over every obstacle, defeating everything that came against him.
I want to say to someone today prophetically, you are not what people say you are. You are what the word of God says you are. What the vision of God says for you. And I'm going to show you something, Pastor Delia. You know, I love Joseph. You know, Joseph had a coat of many colors. So there was already
favor.
An anointing and favor upon his life.
Amen.
A coat of many colors. His brothers had work coats, but he had a coat of many colors. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And when God's stamp of approval is on you, when God's ordination is upon you, because remember the Bible says, you know, before you were ordained a prophet, I knew you. And I saw you. Amen. Hallelujah.
So your substance.
Your ordination, who you are, your personality in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Is established in heaven. Amen.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. You are known by heaven. That's why the Bible says everything is laid bare and naked before heaven. That's why people is under the illusion, you know, you can do things behind the pastor's back and what. And heaven saw that, you know, in other words, like your
photos is gevat.
Your photos is gevat. Your pictures are taken. Amen. But you see, Jacob looked at Joseph, amen, and saw a son. Amen. The brothers looked at Joseph. So they were looking at the same person. Amen. The brothers looked at Joseph and saw a useless dreamer. The travelers that looked at Joseph saw a slave. Potiphar looked at Joseph and saw a fine servant. Potiphar's wife looked at Joseph and saw a potential boyfriend.
Sure.
The prison officers looked at Joseph and they saw a prisoner. How wrong
were they all?
They were all wrong. Amen. Because God, you know, when that coat was put on Joseph, he saw the next prime minister of Egypt in a foreign country. You see, sometimes people have interpretations and versions of who you are. And that's why it's important for you, amen, hallelujah, to know who you are in Christ and
amen.
Your identity first. You have to understand that you are a son and not a slave. Because you cannot walk in the fullness of the vision of God, in the wholeness of the vision of God, when you walk with a slave mentality. That's why, can I take it or not, Apostle? Can I take it or not?
Take it up.
Amen. That's why there's anointed people in the body of Christ, but because they minister from a slave mentality, amen, and instead of bringing healing and restoration to the hearts of people because of a slave mentality, they minister from that perspective. And it changed the whole dynamic and the whole dimension. And I want to say to you that
Lord,
is born again, you are not a slave, but you are a son. When God called you, before God called you an apostle, before God called you to the fivefold ministry, before God called you to do anything, he calls you first to be a son because his vision is connected to your sonship. Amen. Like Joseph, they tried to make him a prisoner, but he believed in his heart that he was walking with God. He believed in his heart. And even the times and the seasons that is connected to Joseph, amen, hallelujah, it cannot, you know, defeat the fact that God has already ordained him to be a prime minister of Egypt in a foreign country, and God has given him favor. And sometimes people want to disqualify you, amen, want to put you at the back. I'm saying to someone today, amen, when you walk in God's purpose, when you walk in God's vision for your life, you'll never have to beg, you'll never have to borrow, you'll never have to steal, you never have to prove a point to anyone, because amen, God has ordained you before the foundations of the earth. It is time to wake up. It is time to take what God has given you and stop making excuses for why it cannot be done. Hallelujah. Even when Joseph was incarcerated, Pastor Delia, he was still faithful in that place. There are many people today, because they are mixed up, amen, they walk in a slave mentality. They walk by sight. So anytime anybody say something, do something, they get, my season is... No, it is time to stay the course. It is time to be faithful over little things. It is time to submit to godly authority. Yes, of course, the word of God can speak to you. But even the king, if Pastor Dile, if the king read the scrolls and he went back into the archives, the king still had to have the prophet next to him. Mm-hmm. Like you rightfully said, prophet, what is the Lord saying?
Yeah.
Should we pursue? And so God has put in your life in order for your vision, when your vision is connected to the house, to the kingdom, amen, hallelujah, it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. And so the king had to ask the prophet, shall we pursue them? And the prophet will inquire of the Lord. Yes, O king, we shall. Amen, hallelujah. And you'll see also, you know, there's passages in scriptures where the kings became disobedient to the prophetic word.
Yeah, yeah.
What was meant to be a victory and a battle.
Yeah.
A smaller army, my goodness. But just because of disobedience, I want to say to someone today, amen, let your obedience be connected to the vision of God. When you build God's house, when you build God's dream for your life, when you sow into others, you will see how successful, amen, you will be in this life through the power and the grace of God. You must understand,
glory,
there is a difference between being wealthy, being rich, and being blessed. Because when you walk in God's purpose, you walk in the blessing of the Lord,
amen,
that maketh rich and add no sorrow. And that is the difference, Pastor Delia.
Glory,
oh my
glory.
Word. Where there is no vision, the Bible says, Proverbs 2.
People perish.
Mm-hmm. Lamentations 2:9 says, the law is no more, and the prophets, amen, get no vision from the Lord. Amen. So the vision for your life comes from God.
Amen.
Praise.
We're just going to go
Lord.
Quickly once again to a song by Bethany Dillon, and it says, Everyone to Know. Everyone to Know. That's the title of the song.
Everyone.
Enjoy, beloved. We'll be back.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Hallelujah. The gospel to the nations. Amen. Hallelujah. Preaching the good news of salvation. Hallelujah. To every ear that believe and every heart that will receive. Amen. Praise be to God. We're talking about vision and sight and the importance of vision, the difference between sight and vision. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to say this afternoon, amen, when you have a vision for your life, for your family, your ministry, your business, whatever it is that God has placed in your heart, is something that God has placed in your heart. And you know what? I'm sitting here in this beautiful studio with my wife. You know, it wasn't always like this. Amen. But when God, when we submitted ourselves to God's vision, and we said, God, 25 odd years ago, we said, God, we're just going to go for you. We don't want the church and people and that. We are just going to brag about you. Amen. Mm. Preach the gospel. Feed the poor. That was the general idea. But little did we know, as we remain faithful in that little things, God begin to bring the increase.
Yeah.
You know that we have a ministry now. Amen. We have people alongside us. We have so many intricate people that has come along in that vision of God, in that alignment of God. If we made a different choice and decision way back
what
then,
would our lives look like?
What would our lives look like today? And I want to say to someone today, you know, that there's a generation. If this generation begins to truly trust and believe God, they will enter the promised land. They will enter into they will not only enter into it, amen, like Moses, amen, he just looked at it, but there will be a generation that will enter into this promised land because they've been obedient. They've been faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. They've been submissive. And this is the crux of the matter. Sometimes faithfulness, submission, it's costing. And it's not always
not
people
easy.
That want to pay the price. But I tell you today that when you pay the price of being faithful where God has planted you, being submissive, amen, to godly authority, amen, hallelujah, being submissive to what God said in your heart of hearts, when you work that very thing, that you see the thing that God placed
and
in your spirit,
it's going to cost you.
It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint.
Yeah.
It's a throughput, but it will cost you. Amen. Mm. What it costed me... Do you think that we just, boop, here we are at Radio Cooper? No.
There was a process.
There was a price. There was a process. There was many nights and to go and study. Amen, hallelujah. There's many denyings. I had to deny myself. You know, people had to, people say stuff in your face and you will, and me, back in the day, I will just attack you. No, amen. Because the vision of God is much greater
and
than
I
you
think
and I.
Also the price. The reason why the Lord takes us through this process, you know, of denying ourselves, because the Bible says that God resists the proud, and that process truly brings a humility. And without humility, there is no way that God can take you higher or further, or that
That's
He'll
right.
raise you up, because He hates pride.
Yeah.
You know, and when we haven't gone through processes, when there's been no testing of our faith,
uh-huh.
when there's been no trials, we are proud and puffed up,
mm-hmm.
and then God cannot use us, because we will take the glory of for ourselves. We will be like King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, that said, I have done all of this, not giving Him the ultimate glory. And that is why we need the process. It is for ourselves. It's not even for God. It's not that God is wanting to be funny. But the thing is, we cannot be in a place of stature, a place of recognition, without having gone through the process of dying to self, dying to the flesh, dying to our own ways, our own mannerisms, die eie ek wat nog wil my point prove, and I want to say something, I want to speak my mind. The deeper you go in God, the more humble you become, the less vocal you become, you know. The less vocal you are with people, and the more you trust in Him, rather, you know, Lord, you speak to this person, Lord, you deal, because you know by that time it's not within yourself anymore.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that you can do even to convince people. It is only the power of God, the Spirit of Christ, that can move in the hearts of your people. You realize you only become an instrument,
mm-hmm.
for His purpose, for His voice.
That's right.
You become the embodiment for Him, and it's no longer about you. And when it's still about you, it's still about me. I still want to show, you know, me. I must, you know, I still want to parade me. That is when you realize that you are unfortunately still not ready for
That's
the
powerful.
Next level.
That's really powerful, Pastor Delia. But we have to come to a close. But I would really like to pray.
We have 1 minute.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the person that is hearing the sound of your voice. I pray for alignment. I pray for godly, heavenly alignment, Father. I pray today, Father, that you, my God, through the help with this person being submissive, my God, Lord, remove everything that is not in line with our destiny.
Please,
and within
God.
Your purpose, Father God. I pray,
Cover
Father God, Lord, that you, Father God,
direct
will put a hedge of protection, Father, direct them cover them in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father, most of all, Father, we pray that your will be done.
Yes,
Lord. Your kingdom come in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, show his countenance towards you, and fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today, everyone. Thank you for our family on Facebook. Thank you for those listening in your vehicles, wherever you are. We appreciate it. We pray God's best for your life, his will for your life,
Jesus,
his plan
name.
For
yes.
your life to come to pass. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and week ahead. Be blessed, beloved.
Be blessed, beloved. And we will see you next week, this time around, by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. On Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.